مم خاص اما بيس تام الرابونا سيدا بيركاس اموزين كاخو. This is the order of benching. Bracha Rishayna, Birkas Hazon. Shnia is Birkas Haaretz. We mentioned Eretz Yisrael. Shlishis, Baina Yerushalayim. As we mentioned yesterday, that was authored, composed by David and Shlomo HaMelech. And Raviyah says HaTeva HaMeitiv. We said that is a bracha Midrabanon, celebrating and commemorating the Harugei Beitaz burial. Ubeshabbos, this was the last line we saw yesterday. Maschil benachama, umesayim benachama, va'omer kedushas hayoim be'emtza. What does it mean, nachama? This we saw in Rashi. Nachama is a reference to the bracha of racheimno, racheimno, and it begins with the word racheim, or some begin it with the word nachmenu. And therefore, what the Gemara is pointing out is, when it comes to Shabbos, there is not a separate bracha for Shabbos. Rather, there's an insert. There's an insert on Shabbos, which you put in the third bracha. So the third bracha, we call it Racheim No. The Gemara is calling it Nechama. So you begin the bracha in the normal fashion. You end it in Boinei Berachamo of Yerushalayim Omein, again in the normal fashion. And then you mention Kedushas Hayoim, that's the bracha of the insert of Ritzei, that you put in the middle. So what the Gemara is pointing out, as mentioned, is that we do not make a separate and additional bracha for Shabbos. Rather, it's merely absorbed into the bracha, which the Gemara refers to over here as Nechama. Have a look again at the very top Rashi. The very top Rashi, the first Rashi on the Amud. U'b'Shabbos maschil b'nechama kloima. What this means to say is, Einoi tzorich, you do not need loy l'sayim, neither to finish the bracha, v'loy l'haschil, nor to begin it, Bishal Shabbos, by mentioning anything to do with the Shabbos. Which is true. That's what we do. Even on Shabbos when we say Ritzei, but we end and begin the bracha in the same way as we do on a weekday. Elo, says Rashi, what do you do? Maschil umesayim benachama. Rather, you begin and end it with nechama. What does that mean? Binyan Yerushalayim, says Rashi, koru nechama. The text of the bracha that deals with Binyan Yerushalayim is referred to over here as Nechama. Kolhechi, the maschil, as long as you begin the bracha with Bein Rachem or Nachmenu, there seem to be differing girsois. We, of course, begin the bracha with the word Rachem no Hashem Elokeinu, but some other texts didn't have Rachem with a resh, they had Nachem with a nun. So that's why this bracha is called Nachem or Nachmenu or Nachama, as the Gemara calls it. So the beginning and end of the bracha is the same as it is during the weekday, and Shabbos, the Kedushas Hayoim, gets a mention in the middle. Look back into the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, so that was the first opinion. The first opinion is that where is Shabbos mentioned? Shabbos is mentioned in the third bracha, not as a separate bracha, but rather it is subsumed within the third bracha. Of Nachem, or the Gemara, Rachem, the Gemara calls it Nechama. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Oima, Rabbi Eliezer says, Rotso, La'oimra b'nechama, comma, oimra, comma. You can actually choose where you add to mention Shabbos. If you want to indeed mention it in the third bracha of nechama, Oimra, yes, you may indeed do so. But Birkas Ha'aretz, if you choose to want to add it to the second bracha, Oimra, you may do that as well. But bracha Shetiknu Chachomim B'Yavne, if you want to do it in the fourth bracha where they were Mesakan in Yavne, concerning Harugei Beita, calling Hateva Meitiv, then Oimra, you can say it there as well. So basically, you can pick and choose. You can put the tefillah of Ritzeh everywhere you like, except in the first bracha. Second, third, or fourth. Now, as we know, of course, we, of course, put it in the third bracha of Rachim. But essentially, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can choose. You can actually put it in the second, third, or fourth bracha. By the way, a mistake should not be made. Why is it, for example, we just had the Yom Tov of Chanukah, Al HaNisim is mentioned in the second bracha. And there is no discussion, it has to be the second bracha. And the answer is, because Al HaNisim is very, very, very different to Ritzeh. What's the difference in nature between Al HaNisim and Ritzeh? Al HaNisim is all about hoido'o to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes. So if it is all about hoido'o, that's why it has to go in the bracha that deals with hoido'o. And that, of course, is a second bracha. Noide l'cha. Exactly the same in davening. After moidim, you finish the bracha kilei samuch hasodecho me'olam kivinu loch ala nisim. Why there? Because it's hoido'o. So Al HaNisim, both on Chanukah and on Purim, is all about Haidah. So if it's all about Haidah, obviously it has to go in the bracha, both in benching and also in davening, that deals with Haidah. Masha'enkein Ritzeh is nothing to do with Haidah. When it comes to Ritzeh, you're not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything. You are making mention of the Shabbos. So therefore, it doesn't necessarily need to go into the second bracha at all. To the contrary, you see that the first opinion, and as we all know, that the halacha l'maaseh goes in the third bracha. The second opinion of Eliezer says you can put it in the second, the third, the fourth. You can put it basically everywhere you like, just not the first bracha. So it's dafka al HaNisim, which has to be in the second bracha, because that's the inyan of Hoidah. Says the Gemara in conclusion, now comes the third opinion. Rabbi Eliezer has just finished telling you that you could put Ritzeh in the second or the third or the fourth bracha. The Chachomim say, no. Einoi oimra elo b'nachoma bilvad. It's got to go in the bracha of Nachoma, which is the third opinion, the third bracha. And this, of course, is very difficult to understand. Why is it difficult to understand? Because basically, the Chachomim seem to be saying exactly the same as the first opinion. What's the difference between opinion number one and opinion number three? Opinion number two, that I understand, that's a completely different shitta. The second opinion says it can be put in the second bracha, the third bracha, the fourth bracha. But what is the difference between opinions number one and number three? Opinion number one said it's got to be put in the bracha of Nechama. And opinion number three says it's got to be put in the bracha of Nechama. Well, that's the same thing. So what are the Chachamim adding? That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, Chachamim, Hainu Tanakama, question mark. The Chachamim is exactly the same thing as the Tanakama. The Tanakama also said you've got to put Ritzeh, you've got to make mention of Shabbos in the third bracha. Well, that's what the Chachamim are saying. So what are the Chachamim adding to the picture over here? What's the difference between the two opinions? Says the Gemara, Ikka Beinaihu. Yes, there is a difference between them. What is that? Says the Gemara, one word. There's one Nafkemina la halacha between them, and that is, says the Gemara, di'eved. What does that mean, b'di'eved? So have a look at Rashi. On the fourth wide line. Says Rashi, Ika binayu di'eved l'rabbonon basroi. What does that mean, basroi?
Do it.
Basbonasra means the last ones, like Bava Basra, either Bava Kama, Bava Natsia, Bava Basra. To the last Rabbonon, meaning the second, there was Rabbonon in the beginning, the first opinion, and then there was a Rabbonon, the last opinion. And we're trying to work out what's the difference between opinion number one and opinion number three. So Rashi explains, L'Rabbonon Basroi, according to the last opinion, who says that it's got to be said in Nechama, which means the third bracha, Mahadrinon, you would even send him back. What's the next word? Mine is a bit rubbed out over here.
Mahadrinon lay.
Period. So what's Rashi saying? How has the Gemara answered the question? What's the difference between the first and the third opinion? Silence from the gallery here.
Rashi's thing. Nice.
The answer is b'dieved, as the Gemara says, meaning it's true. Opinion number one and opinion number three both hold that you've got to make mention of Shabbos, i.e. Ritzei, in the third bracha. That they all agree upon, opinion number one and opinion number three. Where they diverge is b'dieved, if I mentioned it in the wrong bracha, what's the halacha? Do we send you back and you've got a bench all over again? That's the difference. If you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, the last line said, the Chachomim Oimrim, Einoi Oimro Elo Benachomo. That's a very sharp terminology. They didn't say, you must say it in Nachomo. Rather, they said, Einoi Oimro Elo Benachomo. Elo means the only place that Shabbos can possibly find its place is in the third bracha. To the extent, tremendous chiddush, that if in fact you said it in a different bracha, you'd not, that's what Rashi says, Mahadrinon le, you'd actually send him back. That's what the Gemara means. The nafkamina is b'dieved. According to the first opinion who says you've got to say it in Nechama, in Rachim, it's true, you've got to say it l'chatchila. But b'dieved, at the end of the day, if you said it in a different bracha, not the end of the world. Not the end of the world. Whereas according to the last opinion, it is the end of the world. And if you said it in the wrong bracha, we will actually send you back to bench all over again. So, of course, we would like to check up what is the halacha lemaisa on this. But first, let's see Tosfos. Tosfos is quoting the second opinion. The second opinion was that actually you can say Ritzei in the second or the third or the fourth bracha. Sorry. Tosfos is quoting on the first opinion. Maschil b'nechama. The first opinion was, you begin the bracha with Nechama, Rachim. You end it also in the normal way, and you insert the mention of Shabbos in between, in the middle. Says Tosfos, Pirush b'kuntres. Tosfos quotes Rashi, as he very often does, and says, Lav dafka maschil benachama. That doesn't necessarily literally mean that you begin with Nechama. Rather, what does it mean? Lav dafka maschil benachama umasayim. The Lashon of the Gemara is that you begin and end with Nechama. So Tosfos quoting Rashi says, That's not the main emphasis on the Gemara, that you've got to begin and end with those words. Ela kloima. What this means to say is, and this is what Rashi comments on the very top line of the page, that ein sorech lahazkir shel Shabbos, you do not need to make any mention of Shabbos, loy bepsicha, veloy benachama, elo beemtza. You do not need to make mention of Shabbos either at the beginning or the end. Rather, you put it there in the middle. Avol maschil umesayim. But the beginning and the end should be just as it would be in a weekday. Benechmas Yerushalayim. With regard to Yerushalayim, kamoi b'chol, just as you do on the weekday. Sha'oima rachem. In the weekday, we begin this bracha with the word rachem. V'choseim. And how do you close it? Beboine Yerushalayim. So, what is the point in Rashi over here? What does that mean, lav dafka? What exactly is lav dafka about over here? And the answer is, because if you translate the Gemara literally, when the Gemara says, Masil benachama, umasayim benachama, what is that word? What do those words sound like when you translate them? Sounds like there's actually a chiv to begin with the words of Nechama. But we don't begin with those words. We begin with a Rachem no Hashem Elokeinu. So that's why Rashi says, yeah, that's all the Gemara means. The Gemara doesn't mean you've got to actually start with the words Rachem. All it means is that you don't need to make mention of Shabbos either in the opening or the closing of the bracha. Now have a look at Tosfos. Says Tosfos, "V'yesh shemaschilin." There are those who do indeed begin benachameinu. We don't do that. We begin with the words Rachem with a resh. But some have a text and they begin that bracha with the words Nachameinu, comfort us. V'choismin, and so too, how do they close the bracha? B'nechomos tzion irecho u'binyan Yerushalayim. In other words, some do translate this Gemara literally. Rashi said the Gemara is lav dafka. When it says begin and end with nechama, it's just another way of saying keep the nusach of the bracha exactly as it is during the weekday. Says Tosfos, but some disagree with that. And some say no, on Shabbos you have to switch the loshon, where the beginning and the end. And that's what it means, maschil benechama, or Messiah benachama. How are you maschil benachama? Instead of saying Rachem no Hashem Elokeinu, you say Nachem Hashem Elokeinu. At the end of the bracha, instead of saying Boine Barachamov Yerushalayim Amen, you say Benechamas Tzion Irecho Uba Binyan Yerushalayim. So that's how some learn, and therefore they do learn that the Gemara is literal, therefore. The Gemara is not lav dafka like Rashi. The Gemara is very much dafka. Now, the obvious question is, why would you do that? Why on Shabbos would you have to switch the Loshon from Rachem to Nachem? Says Tosfos, V'noisnim tam ledivreihem. And they give reasoning for their opinion. The Rachem, quote unquote, because if you say the word Rachem, which is the normal word that we use on weekday, what's the problem with saying that on Shabbos as well? Havaloshoin techino. Techino means supplications. We know that when we daven on Shabbos, we do not have supplications on Shabbos. There's no bakashos on Shabbos. Ve'ein oimrim tachanunim b'Shabbos. And we do not say tachanunim, any supplications on Shabbos. So if you say in the Nusach of benching on Shabbos, just like you would do on Chol, so you'd begin the bracha with Rachim No. What are you saying? Please have mercy on us. Please have mercy. That's a bakasha. And if it's a bakasha, it can't be said on Shabbos. So that's why they translate the Gemara literally. And when the Gemara says Maschil Benachama, how do they learn the Gemara? What do those words mean? Maschil Benachama is translated literally. You've got to actually begin the bracha with Nachama, meaning with the word Nachim, not Rachim. Excuse me. Nachum, this is your thesis. Nachim, Nachum. Now, the obvious question is, I understand that you can't say Rachim because that may be a lashon of techina, of a bakasha. But why is Nachim any better? What's the difference if you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy on you or Nachim to comfort you? Isn't that also a supplication? Says Tosfos, no, it isn't. Avol. Nachem einoi loshoin tachanunim. But Nachem, which is commonly translated as comfort, that's not a tachanunim on Shabbos. That's not tachanunim. Why? What does it mean? Elo. K'moi v'hinochem al haro la'amecha. V'hinochem al haro la'amecha means change your mind. Change your mind. So Nachem Hashem is not a request as such. I'm not quite sure why, to be honest. It doesn't mean comfort. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change his mind. Instead of leaving us in Golos, he should bring about the Geula. And that's very difficult to understand because that certainly does still sound very much like a bakasha. And that's exactly what Tosfos asks now. Says Tosfos v'loi nehira. This would not appear to be correct. Why not? The hakoil mashma loshoin tachanunim. All of those loshoinus are mashma, a loshon of supplication. So to be quite honest, says Tosfos, I don't really get it. Why is Nachem any better than Rachim? If you're so concerned not to say Rachim, why? Because it sounds like a loshon of bakasha, then to be perfectly honest, I don't understand why you're any better off when instead of saying Rachim, you say Nachem. Why is that any better? That's also tachanun. Therefore, says Tosfos, I don't see any gain in switching Rachim to Nachem. But there is an obvious question, and that is, fine. So how indeed are we allowed to say Rachim then? You may be right that there's no gain in switching it to Nachem, because in as much as Rachim is a supplication, is a tchina, so is Nachem. Fine. But how indeed do we say Rachim? During our Shmoyne Esra on Shabbos, we don't say the Bakoshas. We don't say Atochenenu, we don't say Ashivenu, not Rafeinu, not Borachalenu. We don't say Bakoshas. So how indeed are we allowed to say Rachim on Shabbos benching? So the second opinion in Tosfos says, yeah, we don't say it because of that reason. So what do you say instead? Nachim, says Tosfos Shkreach. I don't see any gain. That's also a supplication. Also, I'm just going to close the door here. So that's the big question. How can we say Rachel? Says Tosfos, V'loy nehira. This would not appear to me correct. To switch from Rachim to Nachim does not seem to be correct. Why? Da'akoyl mashma loshen tachanunim. Both of those expressions certainly sound like tachanunim. I don't really see what you gain by switching. Okay, so why indeed are you allowed to say Rachim? Says Tosfos, Ve'ein lahakpid. You do not need to be particular. Ein lahakpid afilu I hava loshin bakosha. You do not need to be makpid, even if you claim, a valid claim, that Rachim sounds like a bakosha. You don't need to be particular about that. No problem at all. Why? Could the Omar be Yerushalmi? Because the Gemara in Yerushalmi says in Shabbos, in Perek, Eluk Sharim, Mahu Loima. Are you allowed to say Royenu, Zuneinu, Paranaseinu, B'Shabbos? Omale, yes, you are. Toifes, Brochos, Kach. Who? That is the standard lashon of the bracha. This is difficult to understand. So why don't we daven Shmona Esrei on Shabbos then? That's also the standard nusach. If you're telling me that you can't add your own personal bakosha, but the standard nusach of the bracha you are allowed to say, and that's why you can say Zuneinu Parnaseinu, so why don't we daven Shmona Esrei on Shabbos? So I don't know the answer to that. But Tosfos concludes in very sharp terminology, and he says, U'minhag shtushu. It is a silly minig, or a stupid minig, foolish minig, hamashane brocha shel choil. Anybody who changes the loshen, on weekday we say rachim, and if on Shabbos you're going to switch it to nachim, says Tosfos, as far as I'm concerned, that is a minig shel shtus, it's a foolish minig. Why is it a foolish minig? So as we've just said, for two reasons. Firstly, because you gain nothing by saying nachim instead. And secondly, the Gemara in Yerushalmi says you're allowed to keep the regular nusach of the brachas, even though it's a bakosha. So number one, there's no need to change. And number two, you don't gain anything by changing. So anybody who changes the bracha, you need to know, says the Tosfos, in no uncertain terms, it is a minhag shel shtus. Now, have a look in the Shulchan Aruch.
A quick question, Rabbi. Yep. So what about all the harachamans in benching? Do we just say that's part of the regular nusach also, or it's separate?
Yeah, that's the answer. Correct.
So some people don't say it. They stop after Yechasreinu.
Yeah, some people stop at Yechasreinu even on the weekday as well. But yes, you're right. If you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, Chelek Beis, the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis.
Simon.
Kuf Samach Ches 168.
Kuf Samach Ches.
Sorry, Kuf Peches, excuse me. 188, sorry.
Kuf Peches.
If you have a look in my particular edition of the Mishnah Berurah, it's on page 183. Kuf Pei Ches, Sif Dalad, and we'll try and make a start to Sif Hei as well. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nusach Bracha Zu. What is the nusach of the third bracha in benching? Poiseach bo, you begin with the words Rachim Hashem Elokeinu, Oy Nachmeinu Hashem Elokeinu. So there seems to be two various nuschois. Some of the nusach of Rachim, some of the nusach of Nachmeinu. For the moment, we're not talking about Shabbos. V'choisim bo, and what is the chasima? Boine Yerushalayim, one possibility. Oy Menachem, again, the word Nechama, Nachem, Tzion, Bebinyan Yerushalayim.
Isn't that the nusach that we use for Nachem and Tishbo?
Yes.
Correct.
That's why I'm surprised to see it. Why would we say that on Shabbos?
Yeah, correct. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Ve'ein leshanoi sa'nusach. You should not change the nusach on Shabbos. Mi Shabbos lechoil. The bein b'Shabbos, bein b'choil, oimer nuscha achas. You should stick to one nusach, whether your minag is to say Rachem and Boine Yerushalayim, or Nachmenu and Menachem Tzion, whatever you do on the weekday, that's what you should do on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, Hagah, B'yesh Oimrim, the Oimrim, not just Boine Yerushalayim, but Boine Baracham of Yerushalayim, V'chein Minag, V'chein Noegim, that is in fact our custom. Let's make a start to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaten Zayin.
Sivkaten Zayin.
Zayin. Oy Nachamenu, Hainu Nachamenu Hashem Elokeinu Birushalayim Mircho, Ubetzioin Mishkan Kvoidecho, Ubemalchus Beis Tovad Meshichecho, Ubebayis Agodah V'Akodesh. So pretty much, says the Mishnah Berurah, the text is very much standard. The question is only, what's the opening word? V'choisim bo, how must you close the benching? Either by saying Boine Yerushalayim, or again with this Lashon of Menachem. Now, does the end of the bracha have to match the beginning of the bracha? If I begin by saying Rachim no Hashem Elokeinu, can I still finish off by saying Menachem, or can I only finish off Menachem if I begin with Nachmenu? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be mashba that you can pick and choose, because it says you should begin with A or B and finish with C or D. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Miloshen ze mashma she'af im posach berachim. Sounds like even if I began with the word brachim, mutar lachtoim b'menachim, I'm allowed to finish with menachim. Va'af she'ein hachasima me'ein apsicha mamish. Even though, therefore, the closing of the bracha is not exactly similar to the opening, less lon bo, it doesn't matter. The alkol ponim, because at the end of the day, or inyan echod, it's all one subject. If it's one subject, it's no problem. Avol yeshma achreinim who disagree. Yeshma achreinim shemachmirim bezeh. Some were machmir, the savorim, the tzorech liyois me'ein apsicha mamish. Some say it's not good enough that it's all one general topic. It's got to be identical, a perfect match to the beginning. So if in the beginning you said rachim, then do not finish menachim. That's not a perfect match. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, will resume from this Mishnah Berurah. If you have a chance, have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tes and onwards. Then have a look at Sif Hey as well, Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, and then a Mitzvah Hashem will get back into the Gemara. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Be well.